and welcome back to Lame Games, the show where we review games from all around the world and more. Okay, so let's begin with the show. So in this episode, we are going to be discussing Fortnite being banned by Prince Harry. So, Prince Harry has called a ban of Fortnite, saying a survival game beloved by teenagers around the world was created to addict. His words add to a growing debate among health workers, governments and lobby groups about whether gaming can be harmful to health. The remarks come just before the Gaming BAFTA Awards, one of the biggest nights in the UK's gaming calendar, which takes place in London on Thursday evening. Is he right? What did Prince Harry say? At an event, YMCA, in West London, the Duke of Sussex launched a scathing attack on social media and gaming. Of Fortnite, he said, that game should not be allowed. Where is the benefit of having it in your household? Well, to be honest, where is the benefit on having any game in your household? The benefit is the fun. I entirely disagree with the Dutch here. Duke, even. What am I saying? It's created to addict, an addiction to keep you in front of a computer for as long as possible. It's so irresponsible. I can entirely disagree. It makes some people happy. Sometimes it's quite socialising due to Fortnite's chat feature, but I do understand that some parents might not want their kids being able to access having chats with random strangers. He said that social media was more addictive than alcohol and drugs. So, for those of you people living under a rock, what is Fortnite? The game has become a global phenomenon, and the aim is simple: survive for as long as possible. Each match has a total of 99 other players with the same goals and lasts around 20 minutes, depending on how successful you are. It has 200 million registered players worldwide and is free to download, but players can spend money on it in game purchases. Players can play alone, as part of a four-person squad or 20-member team. We're either with friends or people they do not know, which is my point. Parents might not want these children playing with people they don't know or talking. So, earlier this month, a GP told an 11-year-old boy that he was prescribing a 2-week ban from computer games such as Fortnite and Minecraft. Dr. Amir Khan said that he was concerned about the impact gaming was having on the boy's life. It was a light-hearted attempt to draw attention to a serious issue. But anecdotally, more doctors are seeing links between gaming and effects on both the physical and mental health of young people. And it is not only youngsters who are affected. Research shows that 200 divorces in the UK from January to December in 2018 mentioned addiction to Fortnite and other online games as one of the reasons for relationship breakdown. You know, I find this really bad, if it is true, that a video game can stop love. Anyway, however, Scottish University researcher Andrew Reid said that he thought the game was not addictive, and suggested that using the term stigmatise regular video game players, he added that some research shows positive characteristics of play. What do gamers say about addiction? There are plenty of gamers who play for long periods of time and say it has had no impact on their wider social lives or health, but some have had enough. Mattis Mikus joined Game Quitters, an online forum made up of thousands of people who have turned their backs on games after his relationship broke down because he was spending too much time gaming. I ignored my children to play video games. This is from him. The secret world of Fortnite hackers. Fortnite world game that's never topped the charts. So, this is all about Fortnite. that they're targeting Fortnite when there's been so many other games that have possibly been bigger than Fortnite in the past, such as Call of Duty, Assassin's Creed, and I don't really understand it. Gamers fire up response systems in your brain, and other things don't bring as much joy, he told the MPs. I saw thinking, why would you spend time with your friends? Why would I spend time with my friends when I could play video games? It felt good to get points, trophies, beat people. It fulfilled my competitiveness, but I realised I wasn't truly happy. I'm not going to read the whole of this article. If you want to read this article, it's on www.bbc.co.uk. So that's about Fortnite. On to the next segment of the show.
This article will be telling you if children are allowed to play 18-rated games at an age of 14. This survey reveals a poll showed that when it comes to exploring the digital world, children are allowed to use social media at 13, play 12-plus rated games at 11, and watch 18-plus films at 14. Is that correct? Felix will now read you an article about that.
Okay, so it's even 14 and younger as well. It's a bit scary because they've been Peggy rated. And, okay, the article's coming up. Children are allowed to walk to school unattended, get a mobile phone, and play 12 plus rated games like Fortnite by the age of 12. Study has found a poll of 2,000 parents of children under 18 has revealed at the ages of which parents allow their son or daughter to do different things, which many films and playing school deemed too old for them. Parents are careful to ensure their children don't walk to school alone until 11, which isn't entirely true, because I have some friends that walk to school alone even now. These are people like 8, 9, 10, etc. Unattended until 12, and don't date until 14. But when it comes to exploring the digital world, children are allowed to use social media at 13, play 12-rated games at 11, and watch 18-plus films at 14. Children will also be given permission to watch reality shows such as Love Island at 13, which I find incredibly wrong. First of all, Love Island is just a game for chavs. Second of all, here we go. Play an 18-rated game like Call of Duty by the time they are 14, which isn't true. I know people that play Call of Duty way younger. The study was conducted by O2 Family and Nina Bibby, CMO of O2, said, "As a parent myself, I know that managing family life in today's ever-changing digital world will become complicated. It's often difficult to agree on what we think is best for our children, and every family is unique, which is why we want to encourage parents to embrace these conversations and know they are not alone in facing these challenges." Okay. The study also revealed some families will turn off the parental locks on the internet when the child reaches 13, and kids will be allowed to take their electronic devices to bed with them at 12. I take my devices to bed with me. So what? It's not like I'm using it. Kids of today are also wearing high heels at 13. What's wrong with high heels? Stop discriminating high heels. Okay. makeup at 12. To be honest, I think if you're using like Photoshop, makeup, Instagram, which and like stereotypically applies to teenage girls, it means that they're going to build this insecurity because they're making this character that's not them. And then when they go out in public, they're going to want to be that character that's get likes because they think that person that they're pretending to be is getting likes, which causes an insecurity for them in public, which is very bad. And also choosing their own wardrobes by the tender... What? We're not allowed to choose our own clothes now? Oh my gosh. But these age decisions aren't made lightly, with more than 9 in parents admitting to having argued when to allow to children to reach certain milestones. The biggest argument for a third respondent is usually over when it's appropriate for a child to have a boyfriend or girlfriend stay overnight. Okay, off that topic. The same amount disagree on what time children should go to bed. Why does it matter? I don't think they should have like a set bedtime, but argue about it? Oh my gosh. And a quarter question, whether kids should even have a boyfriend or girlfriend at all. See if I care. A further one in five parents debate whether their young should be allowed on a social media profile. I have a social media profile. Go and follow Felix_does_music. It's sick. New song coming out, 14th of June, I Feel Sorry, Look At It on SoundCloud by Felix Bennett. Look at it. The research also revealed parents are unsure of when to get advice on these types of issues, with 6 in 10 often asking other parents what they think. This is despite more than agreeing they're quick to judge someone's parenting skills. Meanwhile, 1 in 4 parents believe their children still do certain activities later than their friends. But parents struggle to agree if their children are growing up too fast, with 77% of mums believing they grew up too quickly. What are we meant to do? Slow down our growth? Okay, call it a fairy tale parent. Nina Bibby added, with O2 Family, we are offering a range of tools. The thing is, I don't think this is any of the children's fault. It is the parents parenting their children like this. We can't decide when we're going to go to bed. That's a parent's choice. If we're going to bed late, we're going to be grumpy. If we're grumpy, usually we get the blame for it at school, etc. The parents don't ever get told off for this, and the parents are nagging you. That's just my experience with it. To find out more about the O2 Family offering, visit https://www.o2family.co.uk/family. Okay. So yeah, that was the article. See you in the next segment, if there is one.
What do you think about Sonic the Hedgehog being delayed because of the weird character graphics? Everybody thinks it looks weird. Me too. I agree with it. We're going to be speaking about this.
Yes, indeed, we are going to read about that. Paramount Pictures' Sonic the Hedgehog movie tells the tale of the beloved saga video game. Character Sonic, as he navigates life on Earth with his new friend, Tom. Sonic and Tom join forces to try to stop villainous Dr. Robotnik. Robotnik wants to capture Sonic, harness the speedy hedgehog's immense powers, and use them for world domination. The flick's first trailer sparked criticism from fans who were unsettled by Sonic's redesign. To be honest, Sonic looks stupid as flip for the live-action film. The accuracy was such that for the movie's release and to be pushed back to 2020. Who made it? The upcoming movie is directed by Jeff Fowler and marks his direct feature debut. Fowler won an Oscar in 2005. Short Gopher broke. Anyway, on to the next segment, part 2. See you.
The plot. When Sonic speeds past Lawman Wachowski at 760 miles per hour, the hedgehog ends up creating an energy surge that knocks out the power in the Pacific Northwest. This prompts unamused government officials to call in help from Robotnik. Robotnik becomes obsessed with tracking Sonic down and using his speedy powers for world domination. Fan reactions. When Paramount Pictures revealed a motion poster for the new film in December 2018, fans were upset that the classic Sega video game character, Sonic the Hedgehog, didn't look exactly like they remembered him.
In the poster, instead of usual cartoony design, Sonic's arms and muscular legs appear almost human. He's also covered in blue fur and wears realistic-looking sneakers. Miller explained that the changes were made to help the character feel like he belongs in a live-action setting. He's not going to feel like a Pixar character, because I don't think that's the right aesthetic to make it feel part of our world, Miller said in December 2018. When the movie's first trailer dropped on May 1st, fans were more shocked by Sonic's realistic features, which included human-like teeth. Ew. Fowler responded to fan outrage about the new design with a tweet on May 2nd. Thank you for the support and criticism. Support, where did that come from? The message is loud and clear. You aren't happy with the design and you want changes. It's going to happen. Everyone at Paramount and Saga are fully committed to making this character the best he can be. I don't believe that because they've got trash designs, clearly. On May 30th, fan and animator Artur Baranov released his own trailer with a different version of Sonic. He replaced the human-legged movie design with a version inspired from the cartoon character Sonic from the 90s. This is closer to how the fictional hedgehog appears in the Saga of video games. When does it come out? Fowler announced on May 24th that the Sonic the Hedgehog movie would be pushed from November to February 14th, 2020. It's a while still, to give the filmmakers more time to rework Sonic. So yeah, I think that they need to hire a new team of designers because the current ones are trash. Anyway, see you after the break. Come to the end of this episode. Please come again for more. See you in the next one. Whoop-o!